Welcome to the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio. We've got a fast-paced hour of fishing, hunting, and conservation covering the nation and the Northwest, including 13 extra minutes of local content you'll only hear on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Welcome aboard. Praise the Lord, we are going fishing again. That's the word from Governor Jay Inslee and the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, who announced a May 5th opener for fishing along with all of our state lands to include boat launches with a few restrictions. First off, the good news. Freshwater fishing is as wide open as normal regulations allow. All of those lowland lakes have been stocked just like they would have been for April 25th, and those trout are waiting for you now. May is prime time for bass fishing too, and it's also pretty darn good for walleye and panfish, and don't forget catfish. As for the saltwater, that's a bit different. Everything remains closed. We're talking fishing, shell fishing, and clamming in marine areas 1 through 4. That's extending from Iwako all the way up to Nia Bay. In Puget Sound, marine areas 5 through 13, you do revert back to normal regulations, which means lingcod fishing will be open where it normally is starting the 5th, but halibut, shrimp, and intertidal shellfish harvesting are not yet open. As for hunting, turkey hunting is open again starting the 5th, and so is spring bear season, which has been extended to June 30th. There is one big caveat, though, when it comes to both hunting and fishing. You need to stay local. If you can't get there and back in a day, and that would be awfully hard to do for Eastern Washington turkey hunting, you shouldn't be going. That's the word from the state. In listening to the news conference about this opener earlier in the week, it's very clear to me that if you and I, as hunters, anglers, and outdoors enthusiasts, don't abide by this, we could very well see everything shut down again, or at the very least, additional restrictions put into place. So, stay local, make it a day trip, enjoy social distancing, and enjoy some fishing, hunting, and recreating on our state public lands, which includes most of our state parks and all of our DNR lands and state wildlife areas starting on the 5th. They are open for day use, no camping allowed, not yet. We've got a couple of updates for you about some events we told you about last week on the show. First off, the Berkeley Big Bass Tournament, scheduled for May 16th at Mardon Resort and Potholes Reservoir, has been postponed until October 3rd, but that should make for some very interesting fishing, and I can tell you from personal experience that early fall is a great time to be on the water at this big Eastern Washington lake. As for the Fish Hunt Northwest and Max Lure event at Banks Lake and Lake Roosevelt, June 4th through the 6th, that's still a go. And if you want to attend this free event, where all you have to do is pay for your food and a place to stay, go to the Fish Hunt Northwest Facebook page and contact host Dwayne England for details. By the way, this portion of the show is brought to you by your Puget Sound area Sportsman's Warehouse stores, which has everything you need for May fishing. And speaking of Sportsman's Warehouse, we'll be checking in with Brianna Bruce today. She works at the Everett Sportsman's Warehouse store. She's also a guide, and she's got some good ideas about some lakes in Snohomish County you might want to visit on the 5th to catch some trout or kokanee. Finally, at the end of the program, we'll tell you about a great fishing lure to use if you're casting for trout from the lakeshore, and also a little bit about an essential piece of clothing you'll want to send that sends a message from Max Lure. Okay, let's get ready for some fishing from the Midwest to the West Coast as we head into the meat of our program right now.
That's your first local shot of the outdoors. Now let's see what's going on across the nation. Want to get into the fish? Then head to the Olympic Peninsula. Excel Fishing Charters will get you into salmon near CQ, where you can keep two chinook a day, or bottom fishing out of Nia Bay, where an abundant limit of rockfish and lingcod await. You'll be fishing in a comfortable boat with Tom Burlingame, an experienced captain who's done this for years. And if you need a place to stay, he's got you covered at the Inn at Nia Bay. Book today at excelfishingcharters.com.
Natural wonders, beaches and coves, majestic forests and scenic vistas are waiting for you at the Tillamook Coast. Lace up your hiking boots, grab your camera, and come to Northwest Oregon. Find out more at tillamookcoast.com.
Ready for more local fishing and hunting? You got it. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, right here on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Our next stop is the Everett Sportsman's Warehouse. If you're there on Tuesday or Wednesday and head to the fishing department, you're going to find Brianna Bruce there. She is a great resource to tell you where to go fishing and what to use. She's also the owner of Livin' Life Adventures, a guide service that operates in the North Sound. Brianna, great to have you on the air.
Good to be back, John.
So, Brianna, we've got some fishing opportunities opening up. Let's talk about some freshwater lakes you'd recommend. I understand the state has continued to stock lakes, and there's a whole bunch of them full of trout right now. Any in particular you'd recommend as we start things off in the fishing scene?
I have a couple favorites that I always like to actually go sit on the bank with some power bait at the, you know, opener. Lake Ballinger is a great one. There's good access and easy fish to catch. Nice dock there for you. Lake Ty in Monroe is a fantastic one. And Blackman's Lake in Snohomish are all my favorites to go to. Great. Lots of area for you to kind of spread out and fish and get your social distancing in and still get your fish.
Love that. And the social distancing, folks, is key. If we don't do it, they're going to close this fishing. So please stay apart, except for family groups, from each other. Let's talk about Lake Stevens. I understand that was actually starting to turn on right when the closure hit. How do you expect that to be fishing for kokanee now that things are open again?
I expect it to be really good. Our water temperature is up nice and warm. We're over that 53 kind of magic number. We're up in the mid-50s, high 50s for water temperature. The fish were pretty good sized before the closure, so they should have continued to grow while no one was out there fishing for them, and I think we're going to have good size and good numbers.
Now, I know you're going to be taking some clients out there fishing. What's the drill in terms of how you go about catching them?
This time of year, I'm going to start off with a lot of flatline topwater stuff and mostly target the top 20 feet of water, either on the downriggers or flatlining or with lead. Mostly greens or oranges are kind of my go-to colors out there, and any beaded spinner or really small, like the micro hoochies behind a 4-inch dodger of some kind. I really like the Dick Knight dodgers.
All right. So if you want to go fishing with Brianna, her website is livinlifeadventures.com. She's also got a Facebook page with contact info there too. And you can always see her at the Everett Sportsman's Warehouse store on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And all of your Puget Sound area Sportsman's Warehouse stores are ready to help you go fishing again. Thanks so much, Brianna.
Thanks, John.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
From well-known saltwater hotspots to hidden alpine lakes, learn the latest in tips, tackle, and techniques to help you catch more fish.
It's going to be a great show.
Northwest Fishing Reports, Sundays at 5 p.m. on Q13 Fox.
Don't leave yet. We've got one more local shot of fishing and hunting to wrap up the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio.
It's time for another Max Minute.
Fish on.
Brought to you every week by Max Lure Company. With us again this week is Lance Mers with Max Lure Company. Lance, we're going to be talking about, well, probably my favorite lure that from Max Lure Company, the Promise Keeper Spinner. And it doesn't get a whole lot of press.
No, it doesn't, John. But the cool thing about the Promise Keeper is that you don't need a boat to use this. You can cast it, you control it, but you know, as a bank fisherman, you can really whip this thing out and do a slow retrieve back and just be more efficient of catching fish on a bank as you can from a boat.
This is actually my favorite lure to use when I hike into alpine lakes in the Cascades or the Rockies, for exactly what you said. It has that slim profile and it's weighted as well, so you can cast it a lot further than you can a typical spinner. And number two, that Mylar Smile Blade allows me to go ahead and use that stop and pause retrieve. And as it falls and as it slows, that blade still spins. And folks, that triggers a lot of strikes.
It does. You know, and it comes in 12 different styles, 3 different sizes. You know, it's a beautiful looking lure. And it catches fish just as good too.
Absolutely. So it comes in single hooks, comes in treble hooks, but either way, you're going to find this is a great lure to use the next time you go fishing for trout in a lake near you. Is there anything else anglers ought to know about the Promise Keeper Spinner?
You know, this lure is all high UV, or even some of them glow in the dark, John.
Fantastic. It's the Promise Keeper. Look for it at your favorite sporting goods store or at maxlure.com. One more thing you'll want to buy from Max Lure is their brand new t-shirt that makes a point. It's their Fishing is Essential t-shirt. You can buy it at the Max Lure Facebook page, and some of the proceeds will go towards the Coastal Conservation Association. Fishing is Essential. Wear the t-shirt that says so. You'll find it on sale at the Max Lure Facebook page.
That's all for this week, but don't worry. We'll do it all again next Saturday morning from 7 to 8, right here on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.